This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's wonderful, mashallah, walking into the family i'tikaf at Iqro Center, mashallah, for many of you who have taken on this blessed journey in these last 10 days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you and from the young ones who are here. It's good to see some of, mashallah, our students from the school and others represented well, alhamdulillah. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us khayr and barakah and fadl in the last remaining few days in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan, subhanAllah, is a month that we all anticipate for different reasons. For some of us, it's an opportunity to push a pause button on other aspects of our life that we want to find new beginnings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some, it's a moment of having a fresh start. For some, it's continuing something that we are happy to do and regular in that we want to do more of. Some of us are revising the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Others are beginning their hijj journey. For some people, it's a place where they wait for their zakah every year. They're giving their zakah. They wait for the sadaqah aspect of the month of Ramadan. Each and every one of us, we have a different perspective for Ramadan. For some people, of course, it's also about connecting with our families, visiting with loved ones, being able to share our food and our khayr and barakah with others. All of those are noble pursuits. But if we were to look deeper, at the end of the day, all of us are seeking to find love and commitment to Allah. And we might take different ways to get there. So my talk with you for the next 15 minutes, inshallah, so you can get some sleep after your adhkar, you pray your two rak'ah before you knock out, inshallah, once the sun rises, is how to find love for Allah in the last few days of Ramadan. And love is one of those words that is really powerful. It arrives often in the Quran in different capacities and in different ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very expressive of His divine love. So Allah tells us in 27 different places, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبْ. Allah loves those who do these things. يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those who are purifying of themselves physically and inwardly. He loves those who are making tawbah, returning to Him after a mistake. You know, when you hear that Allah loves those who make tawbah, Allah saying He loves those who have committed a mistake, those who have sinned. And I want you to think, I want to give you examples of Allah's love in ways that you may not have thought of. So the first example is Musa alayhi salam. Musa killed someone alayhi salam. I want you to kind of think about that. Most of us would say, oh, Musa is the one who spoke to Allah. Musa is the one who destroyed Fir'aun. Musa is the one who led Bani Israel. Musa is the one who... Actually, no, go back a little bit. Musa killed someone. And Allah goes in detail about the emotion of Musa when that happened. فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Musa pushed the man, killed him with one blow. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. He said, this is a devilish act. This is an evil act. He's not a prophet. He's not a man. He doesn't know. The wahy has not arrived. He recognizes this isn't right. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَغْفِرْ لِي فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah forgives it. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ. From a distance, a man comes. يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلْأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ فَخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Musa, I've heard the Egyptians, they're all talking, conspiring about you. The one whose life you saved, he was actually an evil person. He went and told people that Musa killed this man in anger, even though he was the one having dispute. He tricked you into thinking he was the one that was weak. He was the one that was needing, فخرج, run away. I'm giving you good advice. فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَطَرَخْ. Musa left the city in the darkness of the night, looking, يَتَرَقَبْ, looking right, left, hiding. And فَلَمَّا وَرَضَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَ. He arrives to the spring of Madian. He has nothing in the world but the clothes on his back and the mark of a marked man in society around him. There are Egyptian soldiers patrolling the desert looking for Musa by the command of Fir'aun. Kill on sight. When Allah eventually says to Musa, go to Fir'aun, he says, إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا خَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. Oh Allah, I killed one of them. I'm afraid if I go, they will kill me on sight. قَالَ لَا تَخَفْ. Don't be scared. Why don't be scared? What is it that Allah is going to do to a marked man who there is an court order against him? One who is admitted for his mistake, one there's witnesses for something he committed wrong. How is Allah going to save him from this perilous situation? This is where the love of Allah comes. Musa is married, lives in the people of Madian. He was truthful to them. Surah Al-Qasas, it's about one question. What's your story? Ma khatbu? What's your story? What? Why are you here, ya Musa? How do you leave Egypt? What are you doing in the middle of the desert? How do you get here? So he tells, I killed a man. Me being in your tent right now puts all of you in danger. He was truthful. So the man says, SubhanAllah, I already know. Because there's scouts. Look, I already know your story. But I wanted to see what kind of character you have. And that's the first lesson we have. Your truth. You know, when you think you're smarter than the one listening to you, sometimes, you know, somebody, especially as a teacher, so, you know, you have a student, he's looking at, you know the story. There's video cameras, there's, hey, Ali. So tell me what happened. Wallah, Sheikh. As soon as, Wallah, Sheikh, halas. Right? Look at the difference. Adam, alayhi salam, قال ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا. We made a mistake. I will be a loser if I don't understand that the truth is important. Musa alayhi salam, he says the truth. He explains his problem. Then what? Okay, you are good enough for my daughter, subhanAllah. Good enough for the chief's daughter as a marked man? Yes, why? Because his word is true. His character is true. His history is something that can be overcome, can be fixed. The genuineness of his heart is not destroyed on account of a moment's lapse in judgment. So for 10 years, Musa lives amongst the people of Madian. And Allah causes for Musa to desire to take himself, his wife, his children, and leave that society and make his own way to a blessed land. He was on his way to Philistine. And Allah causes him to get lost. No food, no light, no water in the desert, in an area he doesn't know. Wadhkur, Allah is orders many times in the Quran, Wadhkur fil kitabi Musa, or Hal ataka hadithu Musa, has the story of Musa come to you? Listen to its lessons. إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا. In the first part of the ayah, I see, رَأَى, I see fire. In the second part, آنَسْت, I feel there is fire. Because his family are, and they say, there's no fire up there. What are you talking about? Because it's not fire, it's light. Right? It's the light that Allah put in that burning bush, in that thing that Musa feel, he said, it's there. Can't you see it? No, we can't see it. Okay, wait here. I'm going to go. Musa arrives to it. And this is where the story of love begins. Musa, إني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة. I am Allah. There is no one but me that is worthy of your worship. So from this moment on, all of your salah is only for me. Inna sa'a atiya. The hour is soon. Subhanallah. Yani Musa is going to live still a long life, do many things. But from the beginning, salah, dhikr, sa'a. Your prayer, remember your life is with me. Don't worry about the distractions of others. And prepare for your return to me. أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا تَسْعَى. It's hidden from some people. They don't see this reality. They don't look at their life as just one step away from being with me. They don't look at life as being one car accident and they're with me. They don't look at their life as one moment where your breath is with you and another it's not, and you're from dunya to akhir. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةً أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا hidden. لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا تَسْعَى فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا. Don't let those who don't believe in it be a distraction and turn you away from it. What's in your hand? And قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِ. Oh Allah, I'm scared. اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ. قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ. Allow me to have confidence and to believe I can do this. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. He makes dua for Fir'aun that he will accept what I'm coming with. وَحْلِلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Release my stammer in my tongue. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. They can understand what I'm there for. So Musa makes many dua and Allah counts it as one. قَالَ قَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ. One, it's anything you ask of Allah, it's like one thing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says fil hadith, in the hadith Qudsi, where Allah speaks, but it's not the Quran. The Prophet is quoting Allah. لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ. If the first of you to the last of you, if the human of you and the jinn of you, وَقَفُوا عَلَى صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ, all stood on the ground at one time, from the beginning of time till the end. Everybody made their own dua to Allah, men and women, jinn, every creation of Allah, and Allah gave everybody what they wanted in the same instant. مَا نَقَصَ مِنْ مُلْكِي شَيْئًا. It would not deplete my kingdom with an iota, not even a drop of water from the ocean of Allah's reserves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've given you, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. But don't you know, ya Musa, I've already answered you years ago. إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ. I'm the one who put in your mother's heart how to save you. I'm the one who caused you to be in the river. I'm the one who caused Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, that Fir'aun be your caregiver and he will be the one you will destroy. I'm the one who did all of these things. Why? وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي وَلِتُصْنَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِ. Because all of this occurred with the veil of my love over you, so that you would be prepared for what I have sent you as a mission for. When Allah loves you, even Fir'aun cannot harm you. I want you, if you don't think of anything else, when Allah has love for you because of who you are, even if your opponent is Fir'aun, the one who was governing the world, the one whose military would, at a drop of a hat, do anything to hurt you if he ordered, that even if the love of Allah is with you, Allah puts it in the heart even of an enemy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إذا أحب الله عبد, when Allah loves a person, Allah calls Jibreel and says, Ya Jibreel, إني أحب فلان. I love this person. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيل. So Jibreel loves him. Ya Jibreel, order that which is in the heavens to love this person. فَيُنَادِي جِبْرِيل فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. Ya أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Allah loves Yahya Ibrahim, inshallah. Ameen. So love. وَيُنَادِي بِأَحْسَنِ أَسْمَاءِ. Calls you with your best name. فَيُحِبُّهَا أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. وَتُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي. Then Allah puts on earth the love for you in others' hearts, even the enemy. That even the enemy who wants to, it should be as soon as Fir'aun sees Musa, he says, take him away. But subhanAllah, أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِ. Aren't you the one I raised? Aren't you the one I looked after for many years? How come you're coming back now? And Fir'aun is terrified. Fir'aun, when he sees Musa, he is asking, what should I do? Where do I go? How do we defeat him? Who is this man? What are we going to do about him? When Allah puts love in the heart, even of one who is an unbeliever in Allah, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-qalbu bayna usbu'ayn min asabi' ar-Rahman yuqallibuha kayfa yasha." That the hearts of mankind are held in the hand of Allah. He turns it as He wills. Allah turns hearts to you and turns the hearts from you. Sometimes you've done so much good towards someone and you're surprised when they betray you. You say, subhanAllah, this is the person I got a job for. This is the person I did this. How could he say these bad things? I don't understand. SubhanAllah, somebody you never helped, who you would think this person doesn't know you, doesn't like it. SubhanAllah, you hear from this person spoke nicely of you, did it? SubhanAllah. The heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah loves you, the protection of Allah is with you in how Allah seeks to protect you. And that's why in these 10 days of Ramadan, when you are asking Allah to protect you from Jahannam, when you're asking Allah to protect you from ma'asiyah, from mistakes, when you're asking Allah to protect you from the evil that waits around the corner for us, and you're saying, Allahumma barik lana, Allahumma ighfir lana, Allahumma arhamna, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. When you're making this dua, all of it is coming back to the dua of love. Each and every prophet had a dua that Allah answered, alayhimus salam. The dua of Prophet Dawood, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that Dawood used to make this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubba. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. And the love to be given to me by those who love you, Ya Allah. I don't want people who don't love you to love me. You know, one of the mistakes we have, of course, when we're young, we're looking for people to love us, but they don't love Allah. What good am I going to have when somebody who is a mushrik, somebody who is a asi, somebody who is a zani, somebody who is sinful from top to bottom, full of haram, what benefit is there for me that this person loves me? This is not the love I'm seeking. I ask for the love of those who love you, Ya Allah, because that's rare, that's difficult. May Allah turn the hearts of the righteous to us. May Allah turn the hearts of awliya'ullah to us. May Allah turn the hearts of those who love the deen to us. And turn the heart of hatred to Allah away from us. Allahumma sarifhum anna. وحب العمل الذي يقربني إلى حبك. The third part of the dua is, oh Allah, bless me with the actions of love that will make me loved by you, Ya Allah. And Ramadan is one of those actions. Siyam is one of those actions. Standing late at night where your back hurts and your knee hurts is one of the actions. Reading from the Quran, even when you are tired, even when you are not enjoying it, even when you don't understand it. It's from the actions that prove to Allah you are willing to do what others are not willing to do, that you're willing to do what's difficult for you. The Prophet ﷺ says, the one who reads the Quran, يُتَعْتِعُ فِيهِ, they stumble in it, لَهُ أَجْرَانٌ, will have two times the reward of the one who reads it with fluency. One for reading and one for the struggle of reading. What is the word of the Prophet ﷺ? How does Allah show us He loves us? Well, look at the story of Musa. How did Allah show Musa, I love you? Musa was the one who kicked out of his country, fled, made a mistake, but repented to Allah, lived a life not with his own people, not with his own community, all of it for a reason known to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says to us simply, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهَ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَى. When Allah loves somebody, He will test them. What good is you say, I love Allah, but then when something goes bad, you forget Allah? What good is to say, oh, I love Allah, but when something hard asked of you, hard to do, you fail? Where is the love of Allah? The love of Allah is means test. How well are you going to be when the land and the ground beneath you shifts? Will you remain ثبت أقدامنا, firm, standing firm, or will you fall down? Fall down in the ma'asiyah, fall down in the sin, fall down in the bad words you use, fall down in the things you watch, fall down in what you listen to, fall down in the bickering and arguing at home, fall down, fall down. Where is your uprightness? That's why we call it istiqama. Mustaqim means standing tall, front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Well, how do you know Allah loves you? SubhanAllah, there's a test in your life. Look at Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at all the tests of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From loss of life, loss of wealth, loss of family, loss of community, hijrah from Mecca to Medina, so many things, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Allah loves you, be prepared for the challenges that arrive and know, inna ma'al usr yusr. So in these 10 days, it is a meant to be days of difficulty in your life to overcome the tiredness of sleep, to overcome the wanting to hold back from charity. SubhanAllah, you get an opportunity. Alhamdulillah, you have so much barakah. You get an opportunity. Oh, another person asking. Another, you know, I already gave to this one. I already paid zakah here. I already paid sadaqah here. I already paid fitr there. And all of it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَى. Somebody's asking. Don't turn away with nothing. Give something. Doesn't have to be everything, but give. SubhanAllah. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا. Those means are the ways to earn the love of Allah. I leave you with the last three words of advice, all of them from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first is to make the dua of the heart. Ya muthabbit al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O Allah, who turns the heart, make my heart upon your deen. May Allah make us thabit upon the deen of Allah, thabit upon the religion of Allah. May Allah bless our children after us and their children, children's children, with a thabat upon al-istiqama of this deen. Number two is the more you practice salah, the more you will love it and the easier it gets, especially for our young ones. The more you practice your salah, the more salah you do, the easier your body, the muscle conditioning, everything with it, the easier it becomes for you to be better in your salah in the future. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha. The more you are committed to your prayer, the easier it is to stay away from haram, from major and minor sins. Make the salah your lifestyle in life. Plan around your ibadah. Plan your family's activities around ibadah. Plan everything around what is the obligation to Allah. And third and finally, to earn the love of Allah is to be min al-mutasaddiqin, to be from those who are generous in their charity. Why? It's sidq. It's truth. It's you're saying, Ya Allah, I trust that by me giving what I have, you will give me more than what I have. It's you are saying, Oh Allah, I favored this person, somebody I don't know, somebody in Palestine, some orphan in Yemen. I don't know them. But Oh Allah, I put them from my savings before my daughter, my son, who's sitting right next to me here. Because I trust, I have sidq, I have belief that ma naqasa mali min sadaqa. The Prophet ﷺ said, whatever is given will not be taken away from your wealth. It will come back to you. Adhaaf and mudaafa, over and over. SubhanAllah, it's difficult. The one thing on the Day of Judgment, Allah tells us in the Quran that when you come, there will be people who say, Oh Allah, make me go back to the dunya. Why? I will do just one, just give me one opportunity. What are you going to do when you go back? Atasaddaq. I will give charity. Not salah. I'm not going to do two rak'ah. I'm not going to do hajj. Oh, if I can go back to the, I'll go and make hajj. La. What? One thing? Sadaqah. Why? Because on the Day of Judgment, as-sadaqatu burhan. It's your evidence. It's your evidence that, Oh Allah, I believed in the word of the Prophet ﷺ. I believed, Ya Allah, that what you said would be true. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us min al-mutasaddiqin. When you put your trust in Allah, Allah puts barakah in your life. When Allah puts barakah in your life, the greatest barakah is His love. We make the dua of Dawood, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubba, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, وحب العمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ارزقنا سنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم وفقنا لهدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة رسول الله يوم القيامة. اللهم ارزقنا من حوضه الشريف شربة لا نظمأ بعدها أبدا. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم تقبل منا شهر رمضان، اللهم تقبل فيه صيامنا وصلاتنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبله منا، اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا. اللهم الهمنا رشدنا ويسر لنا أمورنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا، وصلي اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. By the way, I'm giving a talk tonight, 9:30, for Da'wa. It's an Indonesian... I can't remember. It's they have a large following on Instagram, Da'wa something IV, I don't know. But I will share it inshallah. And I think that there is also translation into Bahasa Melayu inshallah. So maybe it's something that you can share with your networks inshallah. It's tonight, 9:30, Jakarta time, 8:30, our time, 9:30. I will send the link out inshallah to our brother. He can share it with you inshallah. Maybe you can share it with your families back there, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Keep us in your dua and we look to keep you in our dua in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. اللهم آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.